We're speaking today with John Henkes, who is the president of the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network, and we're talking today about a request for donations and a request for funds for Wisconsin Eye. Let's break down what Wisconsin Eye actually is and why it's important.
Wisconsin Eye is the nation's first and only independent, non-government-controlled state capital broadcast and streaming network. So essentially, it's C-SPAN for Wisconsin, but unlike other states that fund and own and operate the network, we are an independent nonprofit entity. Our core mission is gavel-to-gavel coverage of the Wisconsin legislature, the Supreme Court, and official actions of the governor's administration. That's the core mission, but wrapping around that is our enterprise mission to really bring balance and diverse voices and further perspective and context to the official proceedings. So in other words, we do extensive amount of news conferences, events, studio interviews to give that added complexion to what happens at the policy level under the dome in Madison.
For people who may have been paying attention at some point during the last couple of months, WISEye has been looking for money because it's expensive to run, and there was some money provided for in the state budget in in-kind donations, but you're still looking for donations from other people.
Here's the bottom line to the financial situation of Wisconsin Eye right now. We have always relied on charitable nonprofit donations. That is has been the funding model for Wisconsin Eye. But that has become much more and increasingly challenging since the COVID-19 pandemic. There's just a whole lot of donor skittishness. There's concerns about the economy. There's record-breaking political campaign and candidate fundraising. And then there are multiple million-dollar projects in communities all around the state. So Wisconsin Eye is now facing a potential shortfall in revenues just because it's such a challenging philanthropic environment. In recognition of that, the state in the current budget provided a one-time grant of $250,000. And that grant money came out of a larger pot of money, $10 million, designated for Wisconsin Eye in a dollar-for-dollar match to build a permanent $20 million endowment. That endowment would solve all of the financial issues for Wisconsin Eye into the future, ongoing, as well as allow us to replace legacy aging equipment, as well as increase our production capabilities and our interviews and all of our programming. It would take us to a whole new level. It has been extremely difficult attempting to raise endowment dollars. At the same time, we're striving to meet our month-to-month obligations on our operating budget. That $10 million that the state provided is recognition by elected officials and the governor that they value Wisconsin Eye, they want us to succeed, and they've done something rather amazing and incredible by earmarking $10 million with our name on it. The current situation has us now considering going back to the legislature and the governor and asking if there's a way that we could remove that word match and designate some of that $10 million directly into our operating budget to help us move forward. We need to get over a hump right now, a budget deficit, if you will. And if, for example, the legislature were to provide $1 million, that would buy 12 months of operating budget for Wisconsin Eye, and it would position us very well to then move forward aggressively on the endowment to try to capture the remaining amount of dollars in that account. So there's a lot of heavy lifting ahead of us. At the same time, we are having conversations with donors whose interest has been piqued by the announcement that we made this week. There are many folks out there who care about Wisconsin's tradition of openness and transparency in government. I mean, our state historically has led the way in that regard. It's an outstanding legacy, and we're just hopeful that our announcement of the actual condition of our finances right now will trigger some interest from philanthropists as well.
Thank you very much. That's Jonathan Hankus, the CEO and president of Wisconsin. Thank you very much. That is John Hankus from Wisconsin Eye. He is the CEO and president. If you are interested in donating to Wisconsin Eye, go online to wiseye.org. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.